Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
It is such a joy to be sharing God's word today. I'm particularly very, very excited to be concluding this series in Romans chapter 8. I hope you are ready and eager to hear from God. So get your Bible, get your notebook and get your pen or anywhere where you take notes and let's study and dive into the word of God together. But before we do, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and it brings life. Father, even as I declare your truth, I pray that you'll take this word and place it deep in the hearts of your children that they might live a life that is abundant in you. In Jesus' name we've prayed, amen and amen. For the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at Romans chapter 8, and it has been a blessing, such a blessing. And particularly, I'm excited because I am concluding the study of Romans chapter 8 with verses 31 all the way to 39. And I would love us to read together. So let's go ahead and read Romans chapter 8 and verse 31 to 39. This is what it says. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charges against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution or famine, nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither the height nor the depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. You see, we are looking at the conclusions of Romans chapter 8, and you can't fail but notice that in these verses, Paul just goes ahead to ask some questions. And these questions are in reference to the verses that come earlier before verse 31. That's from verse 1 up to verse 30. And these are some of the things that you capture when you read from verse 1 up to verse 30. And you capture things like there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You see that we are freed from the power of sin and the penalty of sin. We also see that Paul reminds that you and I are children of God. Jesus is with us through our suffering. We also see that. But also Jesus intercedes for you and I. What a joy. What a joy. But also we see that one of the verses, I think it's 28, that says that, and we know that in all things God works out everything for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So coming from the promises that we see from verse 1 up to verse 30, Paul starts to ask some rhetoric questions. He starts to say, what then shall we say in response to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And he continues to say, he who did not spare his own son, Jesus, but gave him up for us, how will he not give us, along with Jesus, all these things? And this is something that I learned as I was reading these scriptures. I realized that God is telling us that if he has given us the greater things, Jesus himself, for our salvation, how will he not give us the lesser things, the things that will keep you and I in salvation and sustain us through life? It is interesting to know that God did not just give Jesus. Jesus comes and dies for us at the cross. He gave himself to us. How will he not, along with Jesus, give us all the other things? What a joy to just read those particular scriptures and they just bubble in my heart and I just feel like, wow, that is such great a promise. You see, as children of God, we live by the Spirit. We don't live by the flesh. The flesh, you see, will play on your carnal nature to deter you from the purposes of God. But those who call God Abba Father are called to live by the Spirit as children of God. We are called to put to death the works of the flesh. This is not a simple thing. It is as hard as you know, because you're really going to war against your own flesh. And in fact, there will be new temptations every day calling for your attention. As a matter of fact, you and I are on a special mission from God to see to it that the kingdom of God keeps growing and more people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. But you see, the enemy will not go down without a fight. The world that we live in will start to slander us. Churches and pastors will actually come under attack. The world will try to close us up in the marketplace with our Jesus business. They'll try and limit us because of our Jesus. They will try and block us from sending out the truth. It is actually going to happen. The system of the world is a system that just rejects Jesus as Lord and Savior. Some of us will lose our lives because of our stand in Jesus. But be of good cheer. Why? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And in all these things, nobody can separate us from the love of Jesus. We already know that we are on the winning side. You and I on the winning side, because Jesus guarantees our victory. You and I are victorious because of what Jesus has already done. We are more than conquerors. And speaking about a conqueror, you can never talk about a conqueror and fail to notice that if there is a conqueror, then there is someone who's conquered. There is an adversary. And I like how John Piper puts it, talking about more than a conqueror. He says that a conqueror defeats his enemy, but one who is more than a conqueror subdues his enemy. A conqueror nullifies the purpose of his enemy, but someone who is more than a conqueror makes the enemy serve his own purposes. Isn't that amazing? He also says that a conqueror strikes down his enemy, but the one who is more than a conqueror makes his enemy his slave. Listen, child of God, you are more than a conqueror. God not only delivers us from suffering, he also makes our pain and suffering serve his purpose. You see, for our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable weight of glory. You see, what Satan means for evil, what Satan means to use to destroy your life, God will turn it around for good. He will do it. You see, the who of your salvation, Jesus, is greater than the who of your opposition. I would love to encourage you. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And we know that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So when we talk about being more than a conqueror, it is important to ask ourselves a question, okay? When tough times come because you've put your flesh aside and you're living by the Spirit, as a child of God, you are guaranteed victory. You are more than a conqueror because of just two things mentioned here in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. Number one, you're more than a conqueror because God is for you. God is for us. My friends, I'm excited to let you know that God has our backs. He has us covered, okay? We are not left alone. We are not alone. We don't stand alone. We stand with Jesus. He has our backs. We are his children. And being a child of God doesn't exempt us from trials. As a matter of fact, it doesn't exempt you from the challenges that happen on a daily basis. It doesn't exempt you from the fact that whatever happens in this world will equally happen to you as a child of God. But we have this one hope. Jesus has got us covered. He has our back. as I like to say it that way. We are victorious in him because God is for us. Like he says in verse 31, that what shall we say then in response to all these things? If God is for us, who will be against us? Can you imagine for a moment? The God of all creation is for you. The God who swung the stars and brings out the starry hosts and names it one by one, and none of them is missing, has your back. The God who created the whole universe, the God who says before time, I am, has your back. The all-powerful, all-wonderful, all-amazing God has your back, my friend. I would love to think of a sports team. The sponsor of the team is on their side. Yeah, he's on their side. As a matter of fact, they will not go to the competition without shoes, like some teams. They will not be locked up in their hotel rooms because the sponsor has to write an IOU, okay? As a matter of fact, the sponsor keeps paying whether they win the games or they lose the games. He just keeps sending in resources. But you see, God is not like that. God is more than that. He's always on time and is sure to give you all things for you to succeed in the mission that he has called you to be the salt and the light in this world and to be more than a conqueror in him. When it comes to situations in life, some of us need courage. God will give you all things. Some of you need resources. God will give you all things. Some of you need peace of mind. God will give you all things. Some of you need security. He will give you all things. Once God has chosen you, you will have all things that you need to accomplish the mission that he has called us to as children of God. So as a child of God, remember, God is for you. He has your back. He has you covered. He is on your side, and we are victorious in him, and we are more than conquerors because he is for us. But secondly, we are more than conquerors because God loves us. God loves me. I'm confident of that. And God loves you, my friend. Verse 38 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither heights or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, many times while we are living on earth, when we're going through trials or temptations or shortcomings, it is very easy to think that God does not love me. It is very easy to go into a place where you feel like God's love has left me. Or sometimes it feels like I have to work so hard to earn God's love. No, my friend, whether there is suffering through sickness, whether it is loss of a loved one, or your business has become slow because you've chosen to do the right thing and no one wants to do business with you because you don't give kickbacks, you're not corrupt, and maybe business has become slow. Or maybe you're looking for a job or marriage or children. These situations will occur and are currently happening, and it is very easy to come off these situations and feel like God is far. God does not love me. I would love to remind you from this portion of scripture that nothing will ever separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. You see, the love of God is limitless. God's love has no limit. God's love is stronger than anything that we face. And as children of God, his love guarantees us victory over every obstacle that stands in the way of his purposes to come to pass in our lives. Therefore, we are confident in his love. We are confident that because he loves us, we will overcome anything that stands our way. The purpose as to why we are on earth will come to accomplishment because God loves us. What a joy to be loved by the God of all the universe. This God loved us so much that he sent Christ to die for you and for me. And he says, how will he not, along with Christ, give you everything else? Just to encourage you, you are more than a conqueror because God loves you. I'm thinking of an illustration. Imagine this gentleman who saves up his money and he wants to take a cruise on a ship on the sea. And he saves up his money only to come short and only afford the cheapest ticket for that cruise. And so this gentleman, knowing that this ticket is the cheapest, it probably may not afford him food or any luxuries while he's on this cruise. And so he packs some sandwiches for himself and some juice for himself to last him a week while on this cruise. And so they get on the cruise, and as the boat is going, when it comes to meal times, while everybody goes to the diner and to the cafeteria to enjoy the meals offered on the cruise, this man just secludes himself in the corner and starts to eat his sandwiches. And after a couple of days, the crew of the ship notices this man, that every time there's mealtime or fun time, he just goes away and just starts to eat his sandwiches. And so the captain of the crew, moved by what he was seeing, approaches this man and asks him, "Sir, would you help me understand? Is there any way we have offended you to limit you from indulging with the rest of the people?" And this man said, "No, sir, no one has offended me. It is just because I bought the cheapest ticket and I cannot afford the meals that are served in the cafeteria." To the captain's surprise, this man thought that his ticket does not guarantee him everything on the ship. And he gives him a new revelation and he tells him, "Listen, son, your ticket allows you to enjoy everything on this cruise ship." Many times as believers, once we have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we live a lowly life. We fail to realize that for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, and did not just give us Jesus. There are benefits in his love after we have received him as Lord and Savior. And those benefits are for you and for me. God's love is so great. It guarantees us being more than conquerors. And so, as I conclude, friends, I have said you and I are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we are more than conquerors because, one, God is for us, and two, because God loves you and God loves me. That is why we are more than conquerors. In my personal life, I've had some challenges living as a believer. And if you have not faced any challenges or any things that come against you in your faith, they will come. Just mark my words, because the world we live in is not our home. And so challenges will always come. I remember a time I was doing some missionary work and I was just spot on. I was always early at my workplace and doing all my work. And this prompted my workmate to start to feel jealous. And as a matter of fact, he was addicted to drugs. I was not. But, you know, then he compared our lives and realized I was living a fairly better life than his. And this started to stir up anger in his heart. And on one of those occasions when we were being appraised and I was being given a better report than his, remember he was working for a salary and I was a volunteer. And on one of these occasions, he felt so offended because of how I had been appraised. And he blatted out really, really hard words at me. He said these words, "You will go back to your country and you will become a poor reverend in your village." Listen, friends. These words cut to my heart, but I had this assurance, God is for me. I remember another time, a friend of mine invited me on a project to be able to do some work in the community. And they asked me for my CV to show what I can do or what I am able to do, what my skills are, so I provided it. And because of my experience having served in church, one look at this CV actually guaranteed the team leader of this project to say, no, he's too churchy. He won't be able to work for us. Listen, friends, persecution will come. Hard times will come. You will be sidelined because of what you believe. But in all these things, we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus our Lord. We will never be separated from the love of our God. Nothing will separate us from his love. Are you in Christ Jesus, my friend? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And as we conclude the service, I'd love you, wherever you are, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to guarantee you to be more than a conqueror, I'd love to pray for you. And if you'd love to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please go ahead and repeat this prayer after me. Let's pray together. Say, "Lord Jesus, I thank you because at the cross, you died for my sins. Today, I open up my heart and I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Today, I am born again. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Wow, if you said that prayer for your very first time, you got born again. And we would love to get to know who you are. We would love to, in fact, connect with you so that we help you take the next steps in your faith. And this is what you're going to do. Please do write to us, connect@pototochurch.com, and we will get in touch with you to help you take the next step. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@pototochurch.com.